If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love of the Supreme Creator. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talk for Closet Christ. This evening, our seminar topic is, Your Way is Through Whatever Confronts You. Your way is through whatever confronts you right now. So, if you're ready, summon your intention and call yourself forward into alignment with your highest divine self. We do that with a deep breath. Integrate, infuse, and align with your soul, with your divine purpose, with your life plan, with the present moment. Another deep breath, and solidify your divinity within every cell of your being. Deep breath. Focus on the center of your chest and feel the solidity of your presence. You see, you can feel, experience, and touch too a place so solid within you that all the storms can prevail around you and you are centered in your presence. Doesn't require thinking, it doesn't require effort, it requires intention. Your intention is the God force within you. Remember that. Your manifestation always matches your intention. So let's chant the sacred name of God, you, three times. And as we do that, we are breathing in God, and we are exhaling love. Ready? You. You. So, Happy New You and Happy New Year. 2019 has arrived. How many of you have felt like the new year was really different? It was subtle, but there was a feeling of hopefulness that something very new was present, somehow lighter. It was actually the sensitive registration by many, 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 many people that which was before will never be again, and that we're entering a time unlike any other ever. If you use your intuition, and I suggest you do, you can tune in precisely to what reality this new year brings in your knowing, apart from what others say, what psychics channel, what the talking heads on television speak of. You have an implanted, ingrained divinely wrought knowingness that's appropriate for you at this time. Because your destination, your way through, depends on you tuning into that part. And it's inherent. This knowing is inherent in every single one of us. The only thing that blocks it is doubt. Nothing good ever comes from doubt. Ever. Better to be 100% wrong, if that's possible. It's really not. But as you might judge it, better to take 100% with conviction the so-called wrong path than to vacillate in doubt and make no action at all. Because when you're in action, you can always change direction. You can always change your mind. You can always choose again. But doubt paralyzes and is actually the key factor of how the negative self, the false self, will try to block your progression. So let me ask you, where are you today in your life, this very moment? What confronts you? That is your way. That whatever is in your face right now, whatever confronts you, is your way. And you must find the way of light and love that guides you through that unerringly. But if you resist it and curse it and doubt it and resent it and fight against it and try to avoid it, you're wasting time. Whatever is in front of you is exactly the answer to your prayer. It may be something so excruciatingly difficult to face. Believe it or not, it is the answer to your prayer. Haven't you cried out to the universe, to life, to God Almighty, to the space in your room for freedom? From real liberation from the things in your life that you feel hem you in, prevent you, block you, constrict you, confine you, depress you, make you sad. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit of the Lord that dwells in you and operates through you as your true self is freedom, is truth, as reality, is that solid core that we refer to as the presence. It's that safe stronghold. And no matter what storms, there will be storms this year. No matter what storms assail you, you're in the eye of the storm. And you're rock solid in God. And God in you. Don't externalize God up in the sky or off on some other dimension. You are the God presence, manifesting tangible, visible expression in the dream illusion of time, space, and becoming. That's your function. That's your reality. And it's simply loving awareness. That's all it is. It's no big deal. You know, when you're immersed in that, it's so unphenomenal that you don't realize you're in it. You know why? Because when you're in your true self, it feels free and normal. That's why across the world, when a baby cries or a person cries, everybody will rush up and say, "What's wrong? What's the matter?" Because even at the most fundamental level, we recognize that sadness and sorrow and crying and despair is unnatural. So as long as you're trying to be a person that's separate from God and trying to make the material things in the world the focus of your attention and acquisition and ambition and desire, you're going to be miserable because you're living a false life with false values. And you're pursuing the things that will simply crumble into dust and ash, ultimately. So the answer to your prayer is what you're facing right now. Some of you have just been given a diagnosis in your health that could be terminal. And you're facing that. What do you do? You have to take the journey in front of you. You have to take the journey. The thing of it is, only Almighty God within you, as you, as your own Atma, really knows the outcome. You absolutely must be rooted in the certainty of your own existence. When we speak of your eternal existence, the I am, that you are, that is, that's what you need to be rooted in. I am. I exist. I'm conscious. And that body that you think is so important is simply a condensation of a limited point of view. That when you raise that frequency of those cells, of those electrons, you vanish into light. That's your truth. You are light. So the very appearance of form is a restriction of your immortal omnipresence. That is what you need to move into. How do you do it? Your intention, beloved. If that's your intention, there is no force in existence that can prevent you from realization of who you truly are. And when you have a touch of that experience, in the out-of-body experience, you know that you know that you're more than this physical form. That this thing that you are, this spirit, this light, this awareness, this unique consciousness that is you, as you, right now, has never been born, and it's impossible to cease to exist. It's impossible. How can light, immortal awareness, immortal existence, the unique expression of you as a divine being, as an incarnation, a ray of the Supreme Source, how can that ever have a beginning or an ending? So what we're seeing is a shifting of points of view, aren't we? You know, when you awaken to your full godhood, you have omni-view. You look at everything and see only yourself. But when you move into that God state, it's so natural, unphenomenal, so normal, you won't realize it. someone who's a seer will be able to say, recognize you're in the state of God realization, or you're in this state of samadhi or that state of samadhi. But they have had to attain that themselves, or they couldn't recognize it in you. And that's why it's so important to have, and you will have, we call forward those witnesses, whether for our limitation or our revelation, we call forward those that present before us. Either our weakness evokes them, or our divine state calls them into our presence. But when you go through these stages of self and God realization, your very light will attract the light of those who can bear witness. Because you know when you're in those states, there is no sense of otherness. When you are the light, you don't know it. Things are known here by the mirroring and the reflection. That's all. What you see in another is actually what you see from the self that's reflected in that other. So what I'm saying is, with this energy coming in, those of you who were borderline self-realized have just moved into your next stage of illumination. And you may feel like nothing's going on, like you've never been so ordinary, so empty, so grounded. And if you judge it, then of course you move back out of it. Moved into the mind, which is always critical in judging. So the inpouring of the energy that's coming in right now from cosmic and solar forces, from the spirit of truth that we call the whole spirit or the Holy Spirit, everything that's within the nature of the recipient is heightened. So if you're a person of a very dark, negative nature, you're going to get more dark and more negative. If you're a person that's highly ambitious and after the things in the world, you're going to find that nature increase. You're going to be more avaricious, more greedy, more ambitious, more after the things of the material world, more lustful, more angry. If you're a person of a spiritual nature, you're going to go into greater illumination. You're truly going to be born again, spirit. So whatever is in that recipient is being accentuated now. It's coming up. Because only that which is the pure essence of your true divine self can sustain itself in the energy that we're moving into now. And it's simply, putting it very simply, active, ongoing goodwill and benevolence towards all things and all beings. Benevolent goodwill. That doesn't sound so impossible, does it? We could say loving awareness, but a lot of you don't know what either really means. But to move into this higher vibrational state that we often call the golden age, the age of truth, the new earth, the ascension, you know, we've built up concepts that we think we know what those things mean. And we keep looking for the ideal that we've mocked up in our mind, and the reality is so non-phenomenal. It's sitting where you are right now, completely at peace with what is. I mean completely at peace with things exactly as they are. Are you in that state? Right now? And you've moved into enlightenment. Oh, you thought it looked different. Yeah, we all do, don't we? The concept and the ideal has been the block to prevent us from realizing what is. And what is right now is the absolute peace of God. Absolute, unruffled peace with what is. Did you really think, after all of these billions of years, human effort could change anything? How long have we fought? I use the word advisedly, fought for world peace. How long have we been at war with what is? The whole mentality has been one of warring, to where you can't even watch a show on television about cooking, that it isn't a war. I mean, look at the channels on your television. How many programs are a war against something like a cupcake or a whatever? You catch my drift? So that warring mentality comes out of the ignorance and stupidity of the self that's not awake and aware. It's part of the darkness. And when these incoming energies come into a person of darkness, do you know where they go? They go into blaming the outer world, and they go into the conspiracy theories. And they get all involved, again, in a war which really rages nowhere but in the self. The dark nature gives rise to doubt, suspicion, projection of blame to outer people, things, situations. So that again, a war rages, and this time it's against an ideology, a point of view. You realize every soul is given free will to do what it will? You realize that divine spirit has no element of judgment to it? You realize that soul is here to experience every single level of consciousness? Who are you to say that that person shouldn't do exactly what they're doing? If God Almighty doesn't judge it, who are you to judge what any soul does? Period. You don't know. You don't know what's going on. And how many hours, days, weeks, months, and lifetimes have we wasted trying to shift the furniture, so to speak, in the outer world, and we haven't made a single shift in our own being? It's only the inner transformation that shifts the outer perception. Each lifetime, you might say, and each cycle in life is like a lens of perception. And depending on what you're seeing indicates what you're looking from. And when you're looking from anything other than the love of God, you are looking through illusion. And that is what is being revealed now. What is in front of you, confronting you right now, is the major illusion that has blocked you from seeing as God and expressing as God. We're entering into a time when there's going to be tremendous turmoil on the outer world. We are in the time just before the actual visual presentation of the baby coming out of the birth canal. We've been through the labor. We are at the end of transition, which is always dangerous and unpredictable. And the head is starting to emerge. 2019, we will see the full emergence of that new era, that new earth, that new paradigm. Some of you, like myself, who come back in time from the future, have already foreseen all of these things, and we're not at all concerned. We've seen the outcome. We stand as teachers, as people who can hold steady, as it were, for those of you who haven't had that direct experience, who haven't been able to move your awareness above the timeline and really look and see. We're called seers because that which is divine looks through our eyes. And we stand as steady, unshakable reference points for those who have not yet gotten to that place of certainty. If you need such a person in your life, they will be there. And you, who have had that inner awakening, will be that seer for someone else. So those of you who are going through this time will be the ones that will have to be the strong and steady reference points for your fellow human beings, many of whom will be in your family or amongst your friends. And they're going to need and depend upon your solidity of presence to get a reference point for how to get through these times. They will be completely unpredictable and unprecedented. But whatever it takes to get beyond that which has been a barrier to the revelation of truth is collapsing. The age of truth, the Satya Yuga, the time for its emergence has come. Nothing can stop it. It is the will of God being worked out. It's infallible. It's perfect. There is nothing wrong with anything that's going on. Everything is exactly the way it's meant to be. Just as it is. Doesn't need fixing. The more we try to fix something, the more we mess it up. What needs to be centered is your own sense of self as God. Forget the children. If you haven't grown beyond childhood, forget it. It's too late. It's time to mature into the God being that you are. And quit ditzing around, wasting time, trying to fix yourself. All you need to do is masterfully resolve whatever it is in front of you that you've created and postpone dealing with. These are your round to it. These are the children of your consciousness that you're going to get around to one day, maybe forgiving or dealing with or whatever. There's no more time for that. Whatever is in front of you is your journey. Deal with it. So your children of consciousness, every thought, word, and deed that you have put forth and given a momentum to, seeks resolution. Until you resolve those issues, they will never leave you alone. You can't escape them. Many of you have the illusion that if you die or commit suicide or whatever, that ends your problems. Oh, no. You come back almost immediately into another lifetime with the same situation, with the added karma of having taken your life, which you really don't have any right to do. Killing, do you know within the Ashtar Command, speaking as Lady Athena of the Ashtar Command, we have absolutely no defensive weaponry whatsoever on our ships. And we would gladly sacrifice our life before we would ever harm another person. The killing is unheard of on our planet. Speaking of the higher levels of Venus, where I come from. Originally, most recently. And we think nothing here of killing. Sixth commandment, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. We think nothing of it. We don't value life because we've never truly lived. Until your heart is open, until you have awakened to who you are beyond that drama that you keep creating, you're the walking dead. You're not alive. You've never shown up. Some people here on mission want to leave the planet and go up on a spaceship, and they've never even landed on Earth yet. They haven't contributed what they vowed before Archangel Michael and the High Council to do. They never showed up to do it. They just sat around moping and pining to go, quote, home. Home is where your love is present. And it's not on a spaceship. And it's not in another realm. Sorry, but you came in as immortal love to express that here. That was your mission. That is your mission. That's your function. That's your only function. Now, how you want to present it doesn't matter. You can be a steel worker or a baker in Bangladesh or a homemaker, a king, a prime minister, whatever, queen, or an ordinary human being doing absolutely nothing but living life and fulfill your function as long as you're living love. As long as you're active, goodwill. So with this cycle, these things are happening. You decide where you might be in this. Culmination, completion, or some. They're winding up their reason for being here, and they're being notified in one way or another, you're finished. For some of these that are in completion, they're taking on new missions elsewhere. Some are confronting and resolving, as we just spoke of. They're confronting their unfinished resolutions, the issues and situations that they haven't actively reconciled in balance and loving. And some may seem like they're falling behind, as if they were being left behind. But take care that you don't judge yourself or another if you see that, but discern carefully. For some have simply reached the end of the journey for this life or cycle. In other words, they've gotten off the train and are standing on the platform while you go on in the train. But they're waiting for another train that's bound for another destination. Catch my drift here. For many, their soul contract has ended. They're complete. They're finished. There's no further need for them to be here in this dimensional point of view. And please, let's start regarding this life, this dimension, this third dimension, this world, the cycle you're in, has simply a lens of perception, albeit limited. It's a point of view. Do you know what soul travel is? It's changing your point of view. Do you know that when you change your point of view, everything around you changes to match it? When you change your point of view, the random atoms, the random lifetrons, let's call them, units of life that coalesce as form, it's not limited to atoms, takes on a shape. In other words, the whole universe rearranges itself to match your point of view. And that rearrangement is what the human mind interprets as movement, i.e. travel. The truth is, we do not travel. We simply are a point of awareness that can assume different points of view. Simple, huh? That's how you live here and now. Really, there's no place else to live but here and now. But the mind has that ability to piece through memory in a linear way that gives you the illusion that you're traveling, that you're moving actually physically from point A to point B. Anyway, you can go into some quantum physics if you want to look at this more closely. But just say, you are where your consciousness is focused, not where your body is. Period. And when you change that point of focus through your intention, you experience a different reality. What I'm suggesting is that you can move into God awareness this instant. What does that seem like? You're aware of God. Simple, huh? What are you aware of? When you look at another person, what are you aware of? What do you notice? Pay attention to what you notice. And then look to see who's noticing. Depending on how you interpret what you're seeing, lets you know who's noticing. If it's the ego, you're going to find fault and you're going to blame and criticize. You're going to throw shade, as the saying goes. But if you're looking from the divine, you're going to see the good, the holy, the pure, the innocent, and the praiseworthy. You're going to see the glory of God. You're going to feel such love that there's not a single person who bows and kissed their feet or washed them as the Pope did to the prisoners. The Pope, Pope Francis, how well named he is, went to the prisons and washed the feet of the prisoners and kissed them. Yeah. When you're in that state of divine compassion, everyone is the beloved to you. So some of you are leaving the body now at a young age, seemingly for no reason. Others are leaving the body in other ways. Some of you have been diagnosed with terminal, so-called terminal, or apparently terminal conditions in your health. And you don't know what to do. You're frightened because you've identified with your body in this world as if they were something apart from you and different from you. They're focal points that you've used to project love, to give love. But that's the illusion, you see. You are love. And when you say, I love you to someone, it simply means you awaken that part in me that feels good. Because only love really feels good. Anything less than love does not feel good. You make me feel good. You awaken the feeling of goodness within me, the feeling of godness within me, which is the loving. And then when they stop producing that feeling, you don't like them anymore and you divorce them. Or you turn against them, you harden your heart. And you go off and you seek another person. That's what the ego does. It uses people and abuses people. It's only thinking of itself. That is the part, the major part within us that absolutely must be destroyed. How do you destroy it? Like you do any darkness, you bring in the light. When you go into a dark room, you flip on the light switch. That destroys the darkness, doesn't it? Because the darkness was not a principled reality. It was simply the absence of the light. So the absence of the light, of illumination and awakening in your mind is what is causing you to be in hell. It's a state of your own ignorance of yourself as the light. Now you can cry out to Sai Baba, Jesus the Christ, Lord Maitreya, the mystical traveler, the Mahanta, whatever saint, sage, wayshower, or person that you venerate as a divine being. And what they do is they stand steady and they reflect back to you your divinity. Now, if you see them as divine, that's a good sign because you can only recognize that out of your own divinity. But some of you, looking through your darkness, will project on one of those great beings your own hidden sin. That's why you'll see a person like that and you'll say, oh, they're a pedophile. Blah. Oh, they're a black magician. Blah. Oh, they're a fraud. Blah. That is the liar that denies the Christ. You want to know what the Antichrist is? It's that. That is the Antichrist. Because it cannot see the Anointed One, because it's looking through the eyes of ignorance and darkness. So what you see is what you are. Every avatar, every divine incarnation is a mirror which shows you what you are, or shows you what you have to move through to get to the light. Hear our words and hear them clearly. If you would move into the golden age, everything that can be shaken will shaken, collapse, and fall. Chaos may range all around you. If you don't center in absolute unshakable confidence in the I am that you are, or in devotion and surrender and faith in your divine master. You can do that too. If you're not centered and rooted in devotion and trust and faith, I don't know how you're going to make it through the year ahead. Speaking really frankly, if you haven't tucked into a spiritual place to nourish yourself, if you don't have a solid daily life of prayer, something that keeps you connected, God help you. You're going to need it. I'm speaking really frankly to you. So 2019 is a new year and a new higher planetary frequency that is coming in to each of us to the degree that we can receive it. And where it meets a block, there you're going to have dis-ease in some form manifest. Dis-ease doesn't necessarily mean a physical bodily disease, but a place where you're not at peace or at ease within yourself, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physically. Your physical body has to host and accommodate these vibrations coming in that are so powerful that many of your bodies are not conditioned to hold that velocity of energy. And you feel a lot of pain and a lot of discomfort. Those are the blocks that divine energy is trying its best to get through. Some of you will find that latent miasmas, latent potentials for diseases, will come up suddenly and flush through your body very, very quickly. We have been told that this time of transition and birthing is going to be really fast. It's not going to be prolonged. We've had a long labor, but in the transition and actual emergence of the head and the birth process goes usually rather rapidly, and that's where we're at right now. It's going to be fast because of those of you who are the active light workers in the world. In the Ashtar Command alone, we have about 8 million of you here on Earth at this time. That's not even to mention the other light workers from other groups, that are here on Earth. You know, it's not even to consider that. So just consider that there are millions and millions and millions, maybe even a billion, who knows, of active light workers in the world today, and it doesn't take all of those to make a shift. It only takes 144,000 to create the 100 monkey effect. And we passed that a long time ago. So I'm just saying, there is no problem. The baby's going to arrive, and it's a beauty, and all is well. All is well. Nothing is going wrong. Everything is absolutely perfect the way it's going. I personally, Ashtar and I, lament that there is a single one of you who is not enjoying the bliss of God right now, because it's so unnecessary. It's so, so unnecessary to be unhappy. So for heaven's sakes, and I mean for heaven's sake, make peace with what is. Train your critical mind to take a vacation and allow your higher self to look for the good and the praiseworthy and the preciousness of each person in your life. Maybe their personality has obnoxious habits. Oh, for heaven's sakes, you do too. Cut people some slack. Don't go pushing their buttons and upsetting them. Find a way to live harmoniously with everyone. You'll do that if you make their happiness more important than your petty little demands that they be different. So mature that expression, that personal expression. Mature it. And let's just be a family. Let's just be a family. And share this planet and this beautiful new era in which the Lord himself, not just the Lord, but all of the masters and great sages and saints will be living openly in the outer world. Are living now openly in the outer world, but most of them are working through us. That's the way it works. And so the more you're open and have that centered composure and are out of that critical mind, the more the energies of these divine influences can flow through you as a conduit. Then you become a representative of that divine love flowing through that particular master or avatar. Those of us who are devotees of the Lord, under whichever master or avatar, we are extensions of their particular flavor of love into the world. We take on their coloration. They could recognize the disciples of Jesus 2,000 years ago because they resembled their master. So work to resemble your master. Take him or her as your way-showing example of how to live in this world. Kindly, gently, tenderly, with reverence and respect for all life. That attitude will assure that you remain unscathed, no matter what storm may prevail around you, you will be fine. It's been said there were 25 different volcanoes going off at this time. That there were 100, I believe, earthquakes in the last 4 days here in the Los Angeles area. Very little ones. We didn't feel them. But if you keep track of those things, which one of my friends does, sends me the links, you will see that the whole world is in some way either erupting or shaking or sinking or in some way convulsing to wind, fire, water, and etheric forces. So all of these elements, again, represent the efforts of Mother Earth to birth herself into her next incarnation, which we would call the fifth globe, or the fifth world, or the fifth round. So things are speeding up such that to keep pace, you'll have to be centered in loving awareness and keep your spiritual practice to where you can course correct the minute you step into any form of negativity. So just staying focused and present on what's present right now at hand dealing with what's immediately in front of you will enable you to stay unaffected in the eye of the storm. It's going to seem like the whole earth is at some point collapsing around you. But if you're centered in that heart space, you're probably not going to notice it. In fact, it's possible, I've been told by the command, that some of us will even be lifted out without any registration consciously. We will be lifted out and reset in another place, in another place on the timeline, or in a slightly altered expression of what's going around. For example, you could be in the midst of an earthquake, but you won't be touched. That has happened to me so many times. So you're shifted just slightly off that particular timeline where that event is happening, so that you either don't register it at all, or you're unaffected. Expect that. The other thing is, some of us may, in fact, be lifted off the planet. That's the first time I've ever been allowed by the Ashtar Command to suggest there might be some evacuation. I was given permission by Lord Ashtar, Lord Sananda, about 2 weeks ago that I could say that. We do not want you focusing on that, because that's kind of wishful thinking for most of you people. But I'm speaking of a situation where you just simply don't have to be present for that particular scenario to unfold, and you may be lifted off the planet during that time. You may not register it. This may happen completely out of your conscious registration, is what I'm saying. Or you may be like me. I've been beamed up several times consciously. So I'm just saying, anything and everything could happen, but you, your job is to be here and be the living love here, anchored here, and do your duty. Your duty is what's in front of you. Your issue is what you need to resolve in peace and loving. Your situation is what you have to bring into balance. Your problem is what you need to make peace with. Trust would solve every problem now. You have to trust that God is in charge. God knows what it's doing. You live and move and have your being in God. You can't get lost. And whatever happens in your life, even if you leave your physical body in a terminal disease, everything you feared is going to be seen to be nothing at all, and you're going to laugh with joy. I promise you, you're going to laugh with joy when you find out that you're still living, but you don't have pain. And your physical body was just a suit of clothes that got worn out and you just discarded it. And there you stand in a beautiful body that's the same body, but it's young and it's healthy and it's pain-free and it's perfect. And you're surrounded by the people and things that you love. And if you are up in the school of the spiritual master that you serve and work with, you're in the inner plane ashrams of those masters. You're in your version of heaven. You're in the soul realm, whatever. But the point is, you're surrounded with love and ongoing life. The last thing you have to be afraid of is discarding this body. But if you're on a journey with a terminal disease, you don't know that it's terminal until it is terminal. So until it is, live life. Only God gives permission to a soul to leave when it's their time. Okay? However you depart, that's in God's hands, and you have to trust that. I mean, you don't have to, but give yourself a break and trust. You have to know that God has your future, God has your life, God has your destiny. God is you. You are God's incarnation. You're not who you think you are. You are God's incarnation. Individualized as you. Which means your flavor is important. Your design is important. Your individuality is ongoing and sacred. And you are one with God. This whole planet has one purpose, to train you how to be a conscious co-creative agent, a divine creator God in the cosmos. And so we're here to perfect our creations and our manifestations. That's all. It's a school for Godhood, conscious Godhood. And the situations that come up in our life are simply like a gymnasium in which you get to practice and see how to operate more and more consciously, more and more lovingly, with greater and greater efficiency and beauty and excellence. In the Bible where it says, "Be ye perfect, even as thy Father in heaven is perfect," the original Hebrew word was not like a static state of perfection we reach, but it implied a state of ongoing perfectioning. Because there's no end to God. God is constantly being reborn and renewed in each instant through each one of us. And so each instant we are being born anew of the Spirit. And it's ongoing and open-ended. There's no end to enlightenment. There's no goal. We are in each moment the perfectioning and enlightening of the eternal God being that we truly are. We are immortal, birthless, deathless, ever whole, ever free. Ever perfect. And we are simply conduits of the divine, moving through these illusory points of view that we call dimensions and worlds and environments. But beyond all of that are the immortal creations that we have created out of our own bliss and being. For here in the lower worlds, we create through mind and memory. We imitate, really, we don't create. We imitate through mind and memory what has already been. But in the God realm, we birth anew through the fiery bliss of our all-encompassing love. The fiery bliss of our all-encompassing love creates immortal God realms. As divine God beings. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's what we're doing right now. Even as we sit in these limited fields of perception that we call a human personality, governed by a monkey mind. Transcend it. Chant your sacred mantra, your tone, and let it replace your monkey mind's meandering. Take a deep breath and breathe in God. Exhale love. And be present in the peace of God. for nothing real is threatened. Nothing unreal exists. And herein lies the peace of God. Let's raise our hands and send a blessing out upon this beautiful planet. Dream as it is, in the nightmares of illusion and separation and warfare and conflict, let us just, through the radiance of our own presence and our love, send out fiery rays of light and dispel the darkness of the nightmare that so many people have taken to be life. Let's be the bringers of light. Let's just shine away the dark clouds of despair. Let us laugh and be happy. What a blessing to be a happy person in this world of sorrow. Let your confidence extend and be an influence that gives hope and strength to everyone in your life. And may you be blessed. May you be healthy. True health is living in God. It's not just the condition of the physical body. So I bless you. Ashtar blesses you. The whole command sends their love and their blessing and support to each one of you. And let's go out chanting Anai Hu. Deep breath. Anai Hu. Blessings and grace. Namaste.